In my mind, that broke the tension with comedy and led to sex.
Hey, shut up. You busy?
I'm always busy. This mind is capable of advanced multitasking. Currently, I'm attempting to solve the Penrose conjecture. I'm composing my Nobel acceptance speech for when I've solved the Penrose conjecture. And I'm wondering how mermaids have babies.
Don't they lay eggs on a rock?
Now I've got room for another thing. What do you want?
So I did a little research on what the conditions are like in the mines, and the guys might be right. Sounds pretty rough down there. For starters, it's very humid and about 100 degrees.
Well, I'm from Texas, and you're from India. We're no strangers to the fragrant armpit. Next.
It's also a live mine, so there'll be dynamite explosions going off in the distance.
Yeah, I have a lactose intolerant roommate with a taste for ice cream. Next.
Oh, you have to be down there for 12 hours at a time.
Yeah. I have to be somewhere.
There's no toilets. We'll have to do a business in a bucket.
So, it's settled. We're not doing it.
Look, I get it. But before we pass up on an incredible opportunity, I was thinking about when Howard is training to go to space, they put him in a simulated environment.
Interesting. You're suggesting that we recreate the conditions of the mine to see if we can handle it.
Exactly.
Very well.
So where should we do it?
Well, I'll just Google hot, dark, and moist, see what comes up.
Sheldon.
Okay, well, look, there's all kinds of videos.